John S. Doyle is here again with It Says in the Papers.
Cyril McGuinness, the criminal who died during a police raid at his home in England last week, is the lead story for the Irish Independent and the Irish Daily Star. In the Independent, Paul Williams reports that according to reliable sources, McGuinness recruited two Dublin-based criminals to carry out surveillance on the five directors of Quinn Industrial Holdings in the weeks leading up to the abduction and torture of Kevin Lunny. The Star says it had been thought that McGuinness, the prime suspect for ordering the attack on Mr. Lunny, died moments after police raided his house last Friday. But, Michael O'Toole writes, the paper has now learned that officers were in McGuinness's home for several minutes before he suddenly fell ill. The Irish Times' main story is that governance and spending practices in An Garda Síochána, the Health Service Executive and other public agencies have been sharply criticised in a report published by the Public Accounts Committee. As Jennifer Bray writes, the report finds that the Garda budget is being ineffectively managed and a review of all financial controls should be undertaken. It has also made recommendations about changes to the force's overtime budget. The President is the lead story for the Irish Examiner for comments he made during a wide-ranging address to an intergenerational conference on climate justice in Cork yesterday. Owen English reports that Michael D. Higgins has warned that we are at the precipice of a global ecological catastrophe and the window of opportunity to act is closing worryingly fast. The President also told climate crisis activists ranging in age from 18 to 80 that if they want to make a significant impact in the battle to save the planet and life on it, they will have to address the issue of power and face down powerful interests. The climate catastrophe in Venice is pictured on the front page of the Irish Daily Mirror, and on a two-page spread inside, there's a photograph of soldiers knee-high in water in St. Mark's Square. Venice is experiencing its second worst floods on record. This is the result of climate change, said the city's mayor. The Irish Sun and the Mirror lead with the case of a Cork man, Thomas Lynch, sentenced to prison for having put poison on the handle of his supervisor's car. The Irish Daily Mail reports on what it calls a scathing attack by a High Court judge on the Department of Education in the case of an 8-year-old boy with a history of violence who had been expelled from his school in April. The judge, Richard Humphreys, described the decision to allow the boy to return to school as radically unhinged from common sense. The first day of televised public hearings in the impeachment inquiry into US President Donald Trump makes the front page of two papers, The Times and Examiner. Mr. Trump himself said he was too busy to watch the proceedings, The Examiner reports, but even as he tried to suggest he was above the fray, the president tweeted or retweeted more than 24 times before 12 noon, laying out his grievances about the process playing out on the opposite end of Pennsylvania Avenue, the paper says. There are many tributes to the actor Neil Tobin on his death at the age of 89. He has left the stage for the last time, having cast a long shadow from the footlights over six decades in Irish show business, says The Independent in an editorial. Noel Grealish, Independent Galway West TD and a former leader of the Progressive Democrats, is the subject of editorials in two other papers. This follows his question in the Doyle this week about whether money sent from Ireland to Nigeria over the last 8 years was the proceeds of crime and fraud. This hatred of the other cannot be tolerated, says the Examiner, because we all know only too well where it ends. Shame on you, Deputy Grealish, says the paper. By allying himself with local elements opposed to the establishment of a direct provision centre and by questioning the law-abiding nature of Nigerian migrants, Mr. Grealish is treading dangerous ground, says the Times. We should remember our past and politicians should tread very carefully.
John S. Doyle, thank you, John. After the break, those arrests in the Quinn investigation.